Now these 25 push-ups in 25 consecutive day challenge, my goodness, if you do not know this 25 push-ups in 25 days challenge, and then you do not know Facebook, because it is all over Facebook. I love the whole concept. I love how it is creative awareness about mental well-being. But I'll tell you what, it challenges my own mental well-being, because I have seen some people who do their push-ups in the same place every day, and I think you might as well just replay the one from yesterday. You haven't gone anywhere. And the people that I don't like are the ones who are really good from the beginning. You think, well, there's no suspense in this. He's going to finish it. By the time 25 days come along, they're going to be as good as they were before. I love the ones who struggle, who on the first day think they can't do it, and by the 25th day, I'm just there thinking, oh, my goodness, good on you. Well, there was one person who was so good from the outset. I mean, I could tell the first time he did it that this guy, he could do 50 or 60, but he made it more interesting by going out there and doing it in a different location each day. So I would look forward to his 25 push-ups just to find out whereabouts in Auckland this crazy Samoan might be doing his 25 push-ups. And then the final day. The final day, where does he decide to do his 25 push-ups? The top of the Sky Tower in Auckland, people. It's true. He did it at the top of Sky Tower in Auckland. Not only did he do it there, he then flew down on that sky thing. Oh, my goodness. On the line with us, we have Ale Moana Lua Maynard. Lua, you crazy man. Tell me, what made you think to do your final day up at the Sky Tower?
When I first started this challenge, it was kind of hard because I had surgeries on both my triceps, and so I thought I'd get on board with this. But I would also try and film different locations around my community that I would take my evening walks. And as you know, 25 days, 25 locations. I mean, by the time I got up to 10, I was running out of places to do my videotape my push-ups. But as I got closer to 25, my wife and my daughter, we had a conversation, and they came up with the idea about, hey, why don't you jump off the Sky Tower? And at that moment, I was like, let's do that. But as the day approached, I was like, maybe that wasn't a good idea. But I couldn't back out. I couldn't back out from it then. But, I mean, that's how it all started. And, to be honest, I was very nervous. I actually went up there with a 14-year-old kid behind me. I was the first jumper, and he was the second jumper. And he was, like, looking at me, and I was like, are you scared? When we rode up the elevator to the top of the jumping platform, he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I said, are you scared? He goes, nope. Are you scared? And I said, nope. But, I couldn't say yeah. I just kind of like, no, I'm cool, I'm cool. And so, so that's how it all started. I ran out of places. I think the last place I did it was One Tree Hill. That was day 24 at the top of One Tree Hill. And the grand finale for me, the 25th day, was at off Sky Tower. Did you know that the jumping platform is 192 meters away from the landing platform?
I don't care, Lua. I don't even want to get near it. When you were up there, just you standing up there made me think, what are you doing, Lua? Just even standing there. And then to see that you were going to go down there. To be honest, the first time I saw the video, I had to watch it the second time because I knew I was going to be talking about it today. And I didn't say that you went down without actually seeing you went down, going down. What was it like going down that crazy thing, Uso?
You know what? The guy told me to jump forward, but I didn't really jump. I just fell forward. I just fell off the edge. And I don't know. I think it's natural not to want to jump off a cliff or something like that, especially when it's that far down. I mean, the the platform was this little blue square, and I was like, man, that's where I'm supposed to land, hopefully. Yeah, and for 3 seconds before I actually fell over, you know, I was thinking about backing out. I was like, oh, I don't know about this. But as soon as I fell forward and I was in the air, that all went away, and I was so excited, and I was enjoying the view, and I could see the ground rush up at me, and I was like, oh man, I hope they stop me in time, or I might splat on the platform. But no, it was awesome. It was exciting. It's almost like if you would. I don't know, when you're on a flight and you have turbulence, and then you get those, and then all of a sudden the plane drops.
Yes.
And you get those butterflies in your stomach. I mean, that's how I felt going down. So it was like a tickly kind of an exciting kind of a feeling. But I focused on why I was doing it. You know, I wasn't just trying to be crazy or anything. You know, there was good purpose behind it. And I've nominated a bunch of men who have actually taken up the challenge. And I just want to say that one particular thing that stood with me, because this one guy that I nominated, he would share some of the experiences of overcoming or struggling through mental illness. And this is the thing that stuck with me. And I kept it in the back of my head every time I did the challenge. And even when I was at the top of Sky Tower, and he said that sometimes depression sometimes for him feels like his brain is trying to kill him. And I never heard that explanation around how it felt to be in that situation. So that kind of motivated me to continue on.
Alright, Moana Lua Maynard, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank you for being crazy on behalf of our community and raising awareness about mental well-being.
Yeah, and can I just say that thank you for engaging the community, thank you for informing the community, and also thank you for entertaining the community, especially during this lockdown, for faith and love.
Thank you, my brother. That is Alec Moana Lua Maynard right here on Early Edition, the crazy man who did his 25 push-ups at the top of the Sky Tower and then jumped off it.